Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. I've owned Tecovas for years. I love these goddamn boots. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. That's true. I never got blisters from these things. Huge fan. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Have a complimentary drink or two, which I've had, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are always at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. I can promise you that. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
Okay. All right. Welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution. You asked for more perm. Apparently, I wasn't showing enough perm on the last show. For those of you who are watching this on video, on audio, obviously, you've heard about my perm. People wanted to see my perm on camera, more of it. Congratulations, you're getting the full soul glow. Let it shine, let it shine. That's what we're getting today. That little chuckle, that little squirrel chuckle you heard in the background is the podcast extraordinaire, the producer of the year. Wow. We're talking about Jesse Wiseman.
Hello.
The Jables, if you will. Totally kidding about that producer of the year thing. You want to talk about last show or not?
You can go ahead, and then I'm going to defend myself.
This is how we do it. Here's your job as a producer.
Sure.
You're supposed to fact check me.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just let me ramble on going down a road that I don't know the directions to. I don't have MapQuest. You're my MapQuest. You're my MapQuest in this show. That's what you do. I brought up a reference of a classic song, dare I say, rock and roll Hall of Fame material. This is how we do it.
And I called the singer, Brian McKnight. Asked for a little clarification from you. Mm-hmm. Boom. You said you looked it up. You said it was Brian McKnight. It wasn't. It wasn't. Do you want to explain what?
So first of all, on the show, we use Ask Jeeves.
Yep.
We only use Ask Jeeves
right,
to look
right.
stuff up. Secondly,
you do. I want to put you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're an Ask Jeeves type of
I'm
gal.
I'm an Ask Jeeves. I'm on Friendster. I'm just right. a little bit more old fashioned.
Sure, sure, sure. You still get your music from MySpace.
Secondly, anyone who knows Ross knows that it's hard to keep up with all the names that he drops on the floor. So what he said was, I played in the celebrity game with Brian McKnight.
No, I didn't. Brian McKnight was before me. He was in the game before me. So I didn't get to, I didn't get to play with him. So it's not like I got to bro up and dap him and say, hey, what's your name? Because there is an introduction period in these games where it's like, hey, what's your name, man? Right. So I didn't get to meet him. He was in the game before me. Saw him light it up. Therefore, I was like, oh. I asked somebody on my squad. I was like, hey. Who the fuck is that guy lighting everybody up? And they go, hey, you know that song? This is how we do it.
And you're like, oh, Brian McKnight.
No,
and
they were I didn't ask. Just knew him by the song.
And so I looked it up and it said, all I was looking up was Brian McKnight. Because you're like, I'm standing by Brian McKnight. I look it up. It says Brian McKnight singer. I go, yeah, whatever.
You didn't look up the song.
I left you hanging.
Yeah.
And I apologize. And I apologize to everyone who was offended and hurt.
Yeah. I think the computer is just a prop. I think the computer is just a prop, and you're banging on empty keys over there.
There's nothing on here. I'm just on my own Instagram.
You took the strings out of the piano, and you let the 3-year-old just bang away.
Yeah.
And you told him he was playing Mozart.
Yeah, you told him, sure. You played with Brian McKnight. Yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah.
Again, anyone who knows Ross knows that it's just like, oh, did you? Cool. Oh, who else? So.
Right. But again, I need a fact checker in this life. Yeah. I broke the glass ceiling with you.
Oh, and again, I was going to say, women, we have a long way to go. I did not break that ceiling.
I am letting women down. I broke the ceiling.
And I
hired a female producer.
And I fell back through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like back onto the glass.
Because after all the comments online about, you know, Brian McKnight is just a made up person. Like, that's, he didn't sing, this is how we do it. I questioned myself. I was like, man, was it too soon? Was it too soon to hire such an important position to a woman? Like, that's never been done before. I could have gone too early. We're gonna give you another shot, Jables. But there was a lot of glass companies in Wilmington had called me and they were like, hey, do you need us to come out and repair the glass ceiling? And I was like, I don't know yet. I don't know. So well, right now. The glass people are on hold. I just want to let you know. We're going to let you continue
I'm on
your
thin
job.
Thin ice.
Yeah. You're skating on thin Bambi ice.
I apologize, guys.
Yeah.
You know, again, message me privately. We'll talk shit about Ross.
Sure. do whatever you want. Do you have our P.O. box, by the way?
No.
Okay. Well, we're gonna put out our P.O. box out to the world. And you can send us goodies. Somebody sent me something from Coachella. They hit me up about 2 days ago, and can't wait to check it out. We do have a PO box for the show. Glass ceiling again. Literally, just I gotta start calling somebody.
Do you have your phone?
It's not on me. I turned it off for the show.
Oh. Okay.
I turn it off for the show. I leave it off. It's like I treat the show like a movie theater. I treat it seriously, kids. But. Perhaps I should leave it on vibrate now and get those glass people. We might have to repair the glass. maybe they can be a sponsor to the show, the glass people. Speaking of sponsors, we do actually have some sponsors who pay for this to be on the air. I'm shocked by it, but they do. First and foremost, we're starting with StrikeForceEnergy.com. You know, kids. I'm gonna start off with a little strike force in the day. Here's what you need to do. You need to kick the can. You need to throw the can out the window. Keister the can. You don't need it anymore. All you need is this tasty, tiny little tin pouch full of energy to go right in water. Boom. Oh man. Some people say that might be too many squirts today. I'm saying it's not enough. You can put it in any type of liquid available. You can put it in beers. You can put it in liquors. Anything you can name. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. They've got a subscription of the month club. They ship everywhere in the entire world. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION. You get 20% off the Strike Force. Big, big fan. Can't understate how much I love the Strike Force. Next up, we got CarnivoreClub.co. That's a .co. Boom, boom. This kids, is a meat of the month club. They have the finest, tastiest meats in the land. They are delivered right to your doorstep, rain, shine, or hurricane. You remember Hurricane Matthew?
Yes.
Rolled through North Carolina.
Yes, I was not here. I left you.
Not here again.
My child. Yep. Yeah.
Just the two of us. Power went out. Every restaurant was closed in Wilmington, North Carolina. Everybody had boarded up. They were expecting the big one. All of a sudden, I hear this, boom, at my door, Carnivore Club. Carnivore Club made it through.
Floated on
it. That box of Carnivore Club was like my Wilson to Tom Hanks in Castaway during that whole sitch. So go to carnivoreclub.co. The tastiest meats from all over the world. They got spicy spreadable pork, salami, bacon, you name it, shipped right to your house. Type in the promo code REVOLUTION. You get 20% off at carnivoreclub.co. Next up, we got straightrazors.com. Can we get a little insert shot of Straight Razors? Oh boy, they are the best. They're the finest. If you can see this mustache, kids, you don't get a fine mustache like this without edging it up, without trimming it, without keeping it under control. I use straightrazors.com exclusively for this stash when I shave it off in a couple weeks. Because, look, I'm not keeping this perm and this mustache forever. This is I look ridiculous, and I'm aware of that, and I want you to know that. But when I do shave it off, I'm using – you can bet your sweet ass I'm using Straight Razor, straightrazors.com to shave this off. A lot of people have asked me to put the mustache in a bag and auction it off. I don't know who would want the mustache, but if that is the case, I'll shave it off and I'll put it in a bag. And we'll give it away. Yeah, but look, who wouldn't want a mustache from your favorite person in life? I know I would. If somebody said to me, "Hey, if Sam Elliott decided to shave his mustache, would you want it?" Goddamn right, I would. I would want Sam Elliott's mustache shaved off. In a bag, but like behind, like on my desk. So every day that I write the masterpieces, such as "At Night She Cries" while he rides a steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes, I would have Sam Elliott's mustache in a bag over my desk, staring at me, just encouraging me for greatness. You know what I'm saying? Really egging me on for greatness. And I can't stress that enough. Go to straightrazors.com, type in the promo code REVOLUTION, get yourself a kit. They got colognes, they got aftershaves, and they're number one in the biz. Best there is. Big, big fan. And that book I was talking about is our last sponsor, At Night She Cries While He Rides a Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes. James, can I get a horse noise? Yeah. It's actually getting better. You're getting better.
Really?
Yeah. I'm liking it. I'm liking it. It's getting a little better. You can buy that at any.com, walmart.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. It's on audible.com. It's on all the .coms you could possibly name. Bookstores are almost gone. So, but it is in bookstores everywhere. You can get it there, but more than likely just .com it and get yourself a copy. If you like Blazing Saddles, you'll love this. I am hot today, Jabes.
Yeah.
I am hot. This is how we do it. That I am hot today. Mm-hmm. Over that.
Over that.
But I'm not as over the comments, over the Montel Jordan, how I let myself down over that, you know? How I forgot a classic like that. I'm a little down by myself.
Wait, you're saying it's your fault?
I'm saying it's my I should have known that. That should have been ingrained in my mind. But it wasn't. It wasn't ingrained in my mind.
You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Well, ladies, look, there's
I'm sorry. You know who's really really disappointed?
Sure.
The ladies.
Yeah. Women. Look, we all know you dropped the ball, but
they
I'm also putting blame on myself here because I didn't know Montel Jordan.
Cute.
Yeah. I didn't know Montel Jordan. They didn't use his song in a commercial for anything. Sweets, like the Tiny Houses commercial.
What was that song?
I don't know. Tiny Houses, tiny. It was an 80s fave. It was an 80s classic with these tiny houses. Again, I know you're banging away on an empty keyboard. I'm not even going to ask over there. But you've seen Tiny Houses, right?
Yeah.
The commercial for the show?
Yeah.
What is it? HGTV?
HGTV is where, yeah.
Who is buying a tiny house?
People who are giving up on life. That's what it feels like, right?
Do you have, but my question is this. So you've got HGTV on a lot in the background.
Yeah, love all of it.
And I will say, as a dude, if I had my choice between, because it's for women, it's three channels and three channels only.
Sure.
If you were a cable company, you could just call it the ladies package, eliminate everything from your cable package, and just get E, Bravo, and HGTV.
HGTV,
maybe Lifetime,
a cooking channel.
Yeah, a cooking. So we'll go cooking, five. We'll go the Cooking
we'll
Network.
Five.
We'll go Cooking Network and Lifetime. The rest of that shit, the rest of the 900 channels, you can pretty much ice off the face of the earth and they don't even exist. But as a man, I will say this, for men everywhere, the ones that we can suffer through the least is HGTV.
Oh, you like that?
I can sit through it because at least they're building something. There's some form of something being created. It's not just women who are over entitled sitting on a couch bitching about, you know, the diamond set from fucking Zales or Tiffany's or whatever, wherever the fuck they get their shit. I'm not saying they didn't go to Jared, of course. They probably went to Jared, but they're like, he's got a Tiffany's. Got a fucking Tiffany's on Rodeo on the rest of the Real Housewives of fucking Idaho.
No.
Or all that shit.
No.
But so HGTV, for as a man, we can definitely. We can sit through that.
Right.
We can get through that. Tiny houses, though, I can't get through that.
It's the kind of person that will be like, I want to give up everything. I don't want to have rent. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have a mortgage. I don't want to have kids. I don't have friends over. It's very selfish, right?
It feels
like tiny house is very selfish.
Expats. It feels like expats who have moved to like Ecuador because it's like
okay.
Oh, I can get a piece of land for $2 and like people can work for me and I can drink beer in town every day for 10 cents a piece. I can drink a piss warm Red Stripe out of a cooler with no ice in Ecuador and live in my tiny house. That's the type of people that I envision living in these tiny houses.
In a big country.
Yeah. What's the name of that song?
In a big country, Tears for Fears.
Oh, yes. Huge Tears for Fears fan.
If I'm wrong on that. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna get absolutely destroyed, by the way. Absolutely.
Fired.
Don't cover your face.
Fired.
Don't cover your face. Yeah. Let the world see your face on that.
Okay. Listen.
In a big country.
Dreams stay with
house.
You.
Yeah. Whatever the fucking tiny house thing. I huge fan of the theme song, though. And the way that it's cut together, like the commercial is awesome.
Oh, it's great. Doesn't it look like the most amazing vacation you'll
looks
ever
like
have.
They're having
That's
a blast.
Your life.
Looks like they're having the time of their young lives in these tiny houses. And then you see the house and you're like, wait, what the fuck? Did you? Because the house itself is about eight to 10 feet tall. Total.
Total.
I'm a tall drink. I'm 6'3". You can't tell. I'm sitting down.
It would be your absolute nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm 6'3", 200. A tiny house for me. I might as well be shitting in an outhouse. That's how comfortable I would feel living in a tiny house. You might as well force me to go outside, shit in an outhouse every morning. When I see these tiny houses, I saw a rock wall in the preview they were showing last night for the new season of Tiny Houses.
Inside.
There was a rock climbing wall, like a miniature one inside. And the guy was like, oh my God, you have no idea.
It's about the connections that you make with people.
Yeah.
It's not about the things you have.
This is a dream come true. He goes, I can exercise. I never have to leave
like,
my tiny
he goes
house.
Two up.
Yeah. It's like, hey, bro, you're going two rungs up and you're hanging back like
I'm
an orangutan.
Good. I'm good.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, boy. Yeah. You're going to go climb Kilimanjaro after that. After that, this workout in your tiny
he's
house
set.
That you're getting.
I think he's set.
Yeah. Oh, boy. When I see that shit, I'm like, are you fucking me? Are you fucking my beaver? If I had a beaver, are you fucking that beaver? because I don't, you're not getting a workout in there. You're not doing shit in there. And I saw, you know, because I've seen a couple of the episodes on just out of curiosity, as I'm like, oh, well, where are they? And they set up these things on like the side of a mountain or in the middle of a
country. Well, no, they're mobile. A lot of
them. Oh, yeah,
too.
They're mobile. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're basically.
So you don't have to pay, you don't have to pay taxes, right?
Yeah, you just park it at Ralph's.
Right. You could park it. You could bring
you
the house
park
wherever.
Park your house at Ralph's. Yeah.
Technically, you could move through the seasons with your tiny house if you wanted to.
I think that's the idea. I don't really know. Like, I would love a tiny house in the backyard, like as well as your house. Like,
for your kid.
So cute.
For my kid.
When you walk in, it's like, oh, this is, how fun is this? And then you start thinking about them actually having to live that life. Of
right.
Like, I need to break down with a screwdriver my table
sure.
every night
yeah.
to turn it into a bed. Kill me.
Yeah. I would put a tiny house in the backyard from a child.
Totally.
Would never live.
It'd be so fun.
Never live in that tiny house.
No.
The episode I saw was a bigger couple.
Never seen that.
Yeah, not there's anything wrong with that. And sure. You could tell the guy really wanted this fucking tiny house.
Really?
Yeah. He was super into it and he was just like, oh, this is my dream. I've dreamed of this, whatever. And the girl dating him was just like, yeah. Yeah, we'll give it a shot. You know, she'll give it the old.
She's still like,
give it
a shot.
We'll give it a shot. Like you could tell she's at home in her bathtub, like when she goes home at night, because she did live. She was like, I'm keeping my place. We'll give this a shot. Yeah, she was like, we'll give this a shot. You could tell it was give it a shot in the bathtub.
Yeah.
The water's running down. She's like Elizabeth Shue in Leaving Las Vegas at the
on
end of
her
the movie.
Toilet,
yeah,
just the toilet's in the shower.
Yeah, the toilet's in the living room in the tiny house.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Hey, good morning. Made you some coffee. Oh, cool. Just give me a second, hon. I'm taking a shit in the living room. I'll be with you in two secs.
I'll be with you in
2 seconds. But the beauty of that, of the toilet in the living room, because it's underneath, you pull up the couch and the toilet's there. The beauty
about
shit in your own living room, boom,
love
you're watching
it.
TV.
Boom.
You're watching HGTV. Not that they have cable, so let's be fucking honest.
No, because it's not about that. It's about the connections
exactly,
that you make.
Exactly. But I guarantee you they have Apple TV and an HBO subscription so they
for
can watch Girls.
Sure.
They can
for
watch
sure.
Lena Dunham's Girls.
They need to see Girls.
Yeah. So he's taking a shit in his living room watching Girls on Apple TV, and she's just literally 2 feet to the left cooking bacon for him, hating life while they live in this bunk bed. Yeah, just trying to figure out how to get out of the fucking the mountains of Oregon, where it's just like, bro, I gotta drive to Portland, I gotta commute, man, I gotta actually work. Like, yeah. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm
Steve.
Trying to build my credit. Like, I don't
yeah.
I'm not wanting to like have trying to get a mortgage and have them be like, so you just
yeah I'm we're not we're not we're not we're not, we're
not
yeah we're not living on an Indian burial ground mm-hmm. So you can live tax-free and you know have a casino or whatever the fuck it is you're gonna do to make money, so you can play pinochle and take you know money off the mountain people who are logging up there for the day. I could go on about the tiny house for a long goddamn time.
Selfish.
It is selfish. Tiny houses, if you have a tiny house, it's selfish.
You're a selfish person. And you're greedy.
Yeah.
You're not hosting anybody.
I don't know what you're doing with your life.
You're not having anybody over to the house.
No.
No, we're good. Thanks. We're good.
The one I can't get down on, though, was the one you had on last night's, who was the Waco, Texas couple?
That's Fixer Upper.
Fixer Upper.
Yeah.
They seem like a genuinely happy couple that does shit together.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for them to like
have a meltdown.
Yeah, but they're awesome.
Fame changes people.
I know.
Fame changes
I'm
people. You
waiting.
Saw it with the other one, the other HGTV
oh,
people.
Oh, God, yeah.
Gone.
Tarek and
Tarek?
Christine. Yeah.
And Christine.
And they have Flip or Flop.
Yeah. And they're here's what I love. They're getting divorced. But HGTV is still making them do a show together.
They're going to marry. They're going to K+8 the shit out of that. Like, they're going to both have some kind of meltdown.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's already started. Like, TMZ is already following them.
Oh, for sure.
On a daily basis.
Crazy.
Oh, which will make them even crazier. And then you see the new episodes now that they have to do this shit together. Not married. And they fucking hate each other.
Ugh.
Just absolutely hate each other.
It's so good, though.
Yeah, it's so
like,
good.
They're adding an element of watchability for sure.
Yeah.
Like people are like tuning in just to see how weird they're going to be to each other, because that's a nightmare.
Yeah. But what I do like is the dichotomy between the two shows of Waco, Texas. And sure. they're in Los Angeles. They're doing their houses in Los Angeles.
Compton.
And you and you see the difference where it's like, oh hey, Waco, Texas. You're getting a 3,500 square foot house for $180,000. Los Angeles, okay. You're in a terrible, terrible neighborhood. Your house is gonna be 1,300 square feet, two bedrooms, half bath. We've got an outdoor shower, though, for you, because you're going to have to shower outside. $690,000. But bars on the windows, because we don't know what that neighborhood's like at night.
Horrible school district.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe they should merge the tiny house and the
flipper
floor.
Yes. If you put tiny houses in L.A., boom.
You're good.
Good to go.
Tiny box.
Yeah. And those tiny houses still would go for $400K.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we have an 800 square foot tiny house. It's in a great neighborhood.
Boom, done, sold.
Yeah, sold.
Sold.
Then people would be more, I think, attuned. Is that a word?
Probably not. Yep.
Yep. There it is. Just banging on the keyboards.
I'll look it up.
Yep.
Yep. It is.
Yep.
It's
she's
a word.
Playing Moonlight Sonata.
She's like trying to
Moonlight Sonata. HGTV is the one that guys can get through.
Okay.
E can't do it.
No.
Bravo.
Anything reality like that.
Bravo can't do it. I enjoy Andy Cohen's talk show because he gets fucked up with his guests.
He gets fucked up, raunchy.
But that's the only thing. Other than that, it's Real Housewives of every goddamn city on the planet. And I mean they're making cities interesting that are not even really that interesting, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because I'm from Atlanta. Everybody loves Real Housewives of Atlanta. Fun fact, that's their favorite. Everybody said that's their favorite for sure.
Because they get dirty.
Yeah. But fun fact, they're not really in it. They're in the suburbs of Atlanta now. Like they've got enough money where they're out of the like.
Oh yeah, they're in like.
If you're gonna
Alpharetta?
Do, yeah. Alpharetta, Roswell, those areas, Midtown, like the nice areas. Go to Real Atlanta. But then let's fucking see some housewife shit. Like, let's go really into the city of Atlanta, and then you can turn it the fuck
like
up.
Like the show Atlanta with
Glover.
That's how it really is.
Mm. Speaking of Donald Glover, saw the new Star Wars picture for the Han Solo movie.
Okay.
The spinoff. Look, from the top, we should say this. They're not making Star Wars movies for the fans. Like, oh, hey, like they're saying, hey, we're doing this for the fans. We're going to shoot 90 Star Wars movies. It's purely a profit machine at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they're good or not.
Might as well be Marvel.
They're trying to make. Yeah, exactly. They're trying to make them good. Mm-hmm. I will say that. But under this time frame that they have to shoot and write and get these out to the world, it's not enough time to make them brilliant. And you know, the first two have come out, the last two. Half the fans are happy. Half the fans are not happy with both of these films. I think the second one they were a little more happy with.
What was J.J. Abrams was both or just?
J.J. Abrams was the first one.
Okay.
so, you know, now but they're doing better. Like prequels and whatever. And it's like they released the first cast photo. I gotta say, can we not just cast cool people anymore? Like, if you're gonna do it, I mean, you've already given George Lucas $5 billion for the Star Wars franchise. You own it, Disney. You own it. Can you not just cast cool people? Like, I saw the photo and I was like, man, these all look. It's very diverse and that's cool, but
sure.
They all just look nerdy.
Yeah,
just kind of dorky. Like the guy who's playing the Harrison Ford, the Han Solo character, just looks like super dorky. Like, oh boy, I don't want to hang out with him. Donald Glover is playing Lando Calrissian. Look, a huge fan of Donald Glover.
He's amazing.
I his show Atlanta is easily my favorite show of the year. My favorite new show. I watch it religiously. I am a Donald Glover fan. But he is kind of a dorky, hipstery.
Yeah, he's hipster
type
writer,
of guy.
Yeah,
And to me, like, and he doesn't seem old enough to play Lando Calrissian, because it's age wise, he's a little older than Han Solo was in the first one. If you're gonna do it, like, come on, Harrison Ford and the real Lando Calrissian was Billy Dee Williams. Billy Dee Williams.
I mean, cool.
Billy
right?
Dee Williams was cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Billy Dee Williams was selling. He used to do those malt liquor commercials. Like, you don't get cooler than Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
And I'm just. You have a Harrison Ford and Billy Dee, man. Like, go out and find just cool people.
Cool
is there
people.
No? Is there no cool people left anymore? That you can't. You can't just go. They're I promise you. They exist. I promise cool people exist in Hollywood. Can we just cast cool people? I don't understand. Like, I saw Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson is in this photo. We're going to show it on the show. For those people
cool.
watching online.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson's fucking cool as shit.
Fucking
I get
cool
it.
As shit.
I get it. But it's like, can we just not get cool people? They got the girl from Game of Thrones. That's cool. Like,
is it like cool has changed? To where, like, what we
I hope
think
not.
Is cool, like,
that's what I was
70,
thinking.
Just like, cool,
I hope not.
Is it now cooler to be like a hipster pussy?
I don't know. And that's what I wondered when I looked at that photo of, like, shit, is this the new cool? Like, because if so, fuck me, man. It sucks. It's like, I can't deal with it. Like, on the other side of this spectrum, if you're going to remake something, take like Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
The lead actor they cast as Riggs. Clayne Crawford in the Mel Gibson role.
He's like the coolest.
Fucking cool. It's a cool guy.
Yeah.
That's why the show works.
Yeah, yeah.
He's awesome.
He doesn't give a fuck.
He said
he's wearing his like own
wearing
clothes.
His own clothes, it looks like.
I'm like, I love those boots.
He's got
like,
a mustache.
Fucking
yeah.
Boots. Yeah.
Wild ass hair. Like,
he's sweet,
shit.
Dude. He's
cool
sweet.
As fuck. Yeah. He's cool as fuck. That's what makes that show work. It's I think it's the number one new show, like for the fall or the, you know, whatever we're in now. Late winter, early spring, like the ratings have been great, and it's because he's cool. Like,
right.
just fucking. Why can't we just do that for Star Wars and the rest of the? If you're gonna remake stuff, fine, remake it, but at least put cool people in there where you're like, oh shit, man,
fuck,
motherfucker's
yeah.
cool. I'd have a beer with that guy.
Maybe cool people don't want to do Star Wars anymore.
No. I can assure you, the one gig in Hollywood. If you're gonna say, hey. We got a gig for you. You got to do it. Woody Harrelson's doing it.
Yeah.
It is fucking Star Wars. Because you know the residuals on that. Oh, dear God. The residuals are putting your great grandkids through college.
Yeah, you can't say no.
You're not. No one's saying no to Star Wars. Maybe DiCaprio. Maybe somebody on that level who has
right.
enough money where you're like, nah, I've already got my own brand.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back and do Star Wars. And everybody else, you're slicing your neck open. Benicio del Toro's in this mm-hmm. this like.
I was gonna say
Benicio's
he's
cool.
Fucking cool.
He's
shit,
cool,
dude.
But now you got this, and it's they're not cool. I just don't get it. And you
yeah,
know back
Adam
in the
Driver
day,
guy.
Yeah. Oh boy. I don't even drive me down the girls' road.
Okay. Go.
You're once you steer the car down the girls' Lena Dunham road, you know
you can't come back.
It's dark. It's like the headlights cut out. It just gets real fucking dark for me on that road.
Sorry.
But what I miss is the old casting directors and the way that they used to do it. I'm talking about one of my favorite movies of all time that still holds up is Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
You go back and you watch Dazed and Confused and you see all of these people who made it from there. They're all gigantic celebrities. McConaughey, Ben Affleck, who is the girl? Bridget Jones, Renee Zellweger,
mm-hmm.
Parker Posey. You had a million cool-ass people in that. And the reason why is that this casting director, when they were casting the movie, they wanted it to seem authentic. Same with the director. They wanted it to... Richard Linklater.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted it to seem authentic.
I think it was a lot of Linklater, but yeah, as far as like the casting and stuff.
But both.
Yeah, yeah,
both.
Yeah.
But you still... You know, they got together and huddled up and said, all right, how do we find cool kids? Cool kids who are new.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of them hadn't done anything at that point. Jason London. Jason London was cool in that. Like, you know,
yeah.
He was cool for a few years. He had his shit later, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And the
Party of Five.
Yeah. Yeah. But what they did was they threw a party. So they got all these cool kids together. Do you know this story?
No.
It's great. They got all these cool kids together. They had it down to like the final, like, I want to say 20 or 30, somewhere in there. And then they had a fucking party. And then they filmed the party and they just said, hey, come to this party, interact with people. And then we'll film the interactions. And then after that, we'll give you a call. And it was like, oh shit. I don't know what that party was like. I don't know where it was or yeah. Awesome. I just heard this story and I was like, fuck. Well, the whole movie was a party. How do you get any better than that? In today's standards, not a prayer.
Everybody would be on their phone.
Everybody's agent would call and say, you got to pay him. Pay him to be at the party. Well, you're going to pay him then, right? You're going to pay him to be at the party because we don't know if he's getting the job.
Are you
going to pay him to be at the party?
What are you going to be doing with this film? Are you going to be using the footage? Because we're going to need to get...
We're going
to
need to sign off on that. We're going to need rights. We're going to need... Blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah,
and
blah.
They all would be
Are they drinking?
So
are you getting an
hard.
Uber? Are you getting a private car? Are you getting them a limo service? Are you getting in the hotel? Are you getting the per diem? Blah, 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 blah. Just to cast that fucking movie... Just for that party, that casting party, would have cost production $100,000
they
after you deal with all the agents' bullshit. It's not even so much the casting directors. It whatever the agents' bullshit would have been for that. Whether or not that's putting a damper on finding cool people, I don't know. Whether there's no cool people left, I don't know. I think I want to say there still is shit. You know, I
think there is.
I think there is.
Like, but the days of being...
Actually, I know there is. Mikey and those guys, like,
for
Mikey's fucking cool.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, dude, there is... It is not a death of cool. It is not a death of cool. But no. You got to want to bring it. You got to want to find it and bring it back. You got to want to bring the best talent out.
But the cool people most likely are not going to be on social media or, like, where people are finding, like... I guess people now. So where do you find cool
maybe
people
or
that, like, don't give a shit?
Or
you don't give a shit.
It's a great example. Or you comb their social media accounts because I don't look. Let's face it. At this point, everybody on the planet has one, whether or not they use it or not is a different story.
Right.
But like, take Walt Goggins.
I was just gonna say he's a fucking cool motherfucker.
Cool motherfucker.
Yeah.
One of the finest actors we have today. He was in Vice Principals. Most recently, he's in The Six on History Channel. He was
Django,
on Justified.
Justified. He's in everything.
He's the best actor in everything you see. Then you go to his Instagram. I think he's shooting the remake of Lara Croft Tomb Raider right now.
Yes.
Being dead serious. Yes. But what he does on his downtime, and it looks like they're shooting it in South Africa. Mm-hmm. What he does on his downtime is fucking insanity.
So,
and it's cool.
Go check out his Instagram.
Go check it out. Like, it's like I think it's Walt Goggins Bonafide.
Yeah, Bonafide.
Yeah.
And
which is amazing in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
And you see, like, he takes his off days or his off weeks on this shoot, and he's just cool, just trying to make himself a better person. He was going out to driving out like 6 hours in Jeeps with people to the middle of these tribes that have never been seen on camera before. He's taking pictures of them, living with them in tents.
Totally.
Smoking.
Playing dominoes with ladies, which is like, no shirt.
Well, they don't. They're
no, I know,
tribes. Yeah,
like,
they're completely nude. Yeah, and it's him. He's super white, and he's just hanging out with them for days, like, taking these pictures. And you're like, what the fuck? You don't even know where you are. Not only that, but nobody would even know where to find you. But that's cool. He's cool.
Like, he's super cryptic where he'll just be like, we drank. We ate.
We smoked.
Loved, or what we
we
and
smoked.
You're just like, and it's this picture of him with like a bunch of like South Africans. And you're just like,
or no, I some of the pictures he's gone out to like,
he left
in like Nigeria, like tribes.
Shit.
Yeah. We're just like, oh shit, where'd he go? But there's people like that.
Yeah.
There's people out there like that. I think Tom Hardy is cool.
Yeah.
But Tom Hardy's not, he's not going to do Star Wars, but there's other cool people coming up. Like, just cast cool. Why is there a death of cool right now? Is it too much to ask for? Is it too much to ask for? Is what I just can't
because
can't
if
get
you
a grasp
can't
on
because
it.
If you can't if you don't sell overseas, if you're not going to make them a bunch of money,
yep.
They're not going to take a chance on you. So that may be dead. Like, you need to be able to sell in order for people to even,
but you
can
cool sells like Tom Hardy. Nobody sells a fucking movie like Tom Hardy
Tom
these
Hardy.
Days. I want to see Tom Hardy in everything.
Okay.
You know, shit. When he did that interview and said, you know, yeah, I've taken another man in my mouth. It was like nobody even blinked an eye. They were like, fuck, it's Tom Hardy,
of course,
dude.
You did.
Yeah, of course you did. Why not, dude? You're fucking. You tried something, yeah.
I would expect nothing less.
Yeah, like you know,
He tried it out.
He probably did it for a role. It was just like, oh, he's playing a gay guy. He's like, oh, I'll take a dick. I'll take a dick today. Why not?
Hanging with his buddy, and he's like, take it out.
Yeah, but it's, you know, and this nation of pussies just continues. It just fucking continues. Like, this thing I saw yesterday, and I'm going to read this off the thing. There's a police department in Northampton, Massachusetts. They had a high-five program for elementary schools. And at these elementary schools, they would line up before the kids started school. Mm-hmm. So the kids were walking into school, and they would just high-five the kids on Friday. That's it. Just tell them to have a great day. Okay. They canceled the program because of fears and concerns that undocumented children may feel uncomfortable seeing an officer at school. A police officer at school. You're going to feel uncomfortable feeling, because God forbid we offend undocumented families with the police department that's protecting the community. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's insane.
It's fucking insanity.
Probably the worst thing I've heard of all of these like protests and everything.
It's like crazy.
That to me is the worst.
Absolutely crazy. And everything that's going on with the, you know, police officers getting killed. There was another guy, another officer killed in Whittier a couple days ago. With everything that's going on with police officers getting killed in the line of duty, you're trying to, I guess, assimilate them back with society by bringing them to schools. Telling them to go out and
elevating them again to where they used to be, which was like police officer.
Yeah. And but you're sending them to schools, you're sending them to neighborhoods. Hey guys, like, we're here to protect you. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all we're trying to do. We're not going to hunt you down or find you. And this is an elementary school. So what we're doing now by this example of Northampton, this Massachusetts elementary school, what you're doing now, not only are you segregating the police from students, so you're already building a wall to say, hey, let's not get too close to cops, because you know you might feel offended or somebody might feel offended. But then as a kid growing up, you're going to be like, oh, hey, I remember that program and they got rid of it. What was wrong with the police? Should I be worried about the police? Should I be concerned about the police that they can't come to my school now? Mm-hmm. What kind of message are you sending children where it's not okay for the police to be at your school to high five you, to start your day off, to say, hey, you know what? Have a great day.
Yeah.
We're the police department. We're the ones that are here to protect you, you know, you and your families and the community. But you know what? No, we're going to rip that from you.
I'm going to take a step further and say it probably wasn't even the undocumented families that were offended.
Sure.
It was the white people that were worried about offending. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
I bet you it wasn't even them being like, we're offended. It was like, we don't want to offend anyone. It's like, do you know what I mean? The most offended people usually are the ones that aren't even being affected by it.
I know what you're saying, but I'm not sure who it was. To be honest,
I know, I'm just because
they didn't out anybody and said, "Hey,
yeah, no."
But the school canceled it out of concerns. Whether or not the school got calls from parents, from these undocumented children, whether or not the school on its own decided to pull this, but both answers are total bullshit.
Yeah.
And you can go fuck yourself over that. Like, because that is crazy.
Yeah.
Not only that, but like the police officers are taking time out of their day when they should be out protecting the community. And they're saying, you know what? We're going to come in early. We're going to high five some students, get the day going. Let them know that we're here. Let their families know we're here and that we're out in the community.
Yeah.
Instead, you take that away and you're just saying, oh, hey, cool. Let's be worried about police. Mm-hmm. Let's be worried about the police officers trying to protect. Yeah, and offended.
Offended.
Yeah, offended. So if
I mean, I'm offended by them, but you know.
Yeah, I'm offended by whoever pulled this program, the high five program.
Yes, offended by them.
Yeah, and if you want to, and again, I'm just gonna read this off the computer here. If you want to go to Northampton Police on Twitter, they're verified. It's at Northampton PD. Just tweet you know, hashtag high five. That's what a lot of people are doing. Hashtag high five. And we support you. We support you because this is crazy.
Yeah.
Police didn't even have to do this. They wanted to do it. They're not getting paid to go to the school to greet the children every Friday and do this. Like they're taking the time out of their day to do it. So go on Twitter and tweet the Northampton police. Let them know you support them. And we got to stop doing shit like this in the world. And especially to our kids. Like, fuck. I have a son. The people that he looks up to, you know, he's about to turn 3.
Mm-hmm.
People that he looks up to when we're driving. Oh, firefighter.
Firemen.
Police officers. Policemen. Teachers. Mm-hmm. Teacher. Those are the three that he identifies with the most. And that's who we should.
Yeah.
That's who we should identify with the most. Like, those are arguably the three hardest, besides a doctor,
yeah.
The three hardest jobs in the world. And we're pushing these people away from our community and from our kids. And you're saying this is wrong?
They already get paid shit.
They already get paid shitty
already. They're already risking their lives.
Yeah, they're already signing up to do a job that pays shitty but helps everyone. Now we're going to push that away? We got to do better. Like, that's fucked. That is fucked to me. And sorry if that's aggressive. I don't really care. I don't really care if that's too over aggressive about it. But yeah, we got to do better. We got to reach out and thank our police officers, thank our firefighters, thank our teachers, like, and yeah. Start putting these jobs of more importance in our communities, and stop worrying about offending people. Jesus Christ, they're here to protect us, not harm us. So yeah, I'd hug an officer today if you see him.
Yeah.
Hug him.
High five him at least.
High five him. High five him in honor of the Northampton PD.
Yeah.
And with that, kids, it's that time of the show where we get to the revolutionary figure of the week. This one, I follow some of my favorite players on Twitter.
Okay.
Some of my favorite celebrity players who've played at Ohio State. Have gone on to NFL careers. One of them is Cardale Jones. If you don't know who Cardale Jones is, 2 years ago, we won the national championship. Ohio State won the national championship in college football. We were down to both of our quarterbacks got hurt. We were down to our third string quarterback. A guy I'd never played before. His name was Cardale Jones. Came in, lit it the fuck up.
Yeah.
Won Ohio State the national championship. Third string quarterback, never played before. Started the next season, didn't do that well. And then he was like, fuck, he had some other circumstances where he was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go to the NFL. I need to pay some bills.
Right.
Great. Still love Cardale Jones. Won a championship for us. I follow him on Twitter and on Instagram, and it's hilarious. So he posted this picture and I was like, man, that got me to thinking. This person should be the revolutionary figure of the week. So in 1978, David Overton opened up a little restaurant you might know and love called the Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Cardale Jones had posted a picture of the Cheesecake Factory saying, dude, I'm going in. Like, he was getting ready to go in the Cheesecake Factory. They opened this up in Beverly Hills, California. And that's a shock to me. I did not. If you would have told me that the very first ever Cheesecake Factory opened up in Beverly Hills.
Why? It's the classiest fucking place ever. Why does that surprise
it's
you?
It's not. It's a prom restaurant.
Listen, it's turned into whatever it's turned into. But for it me, has. It's still.
It's a prom restaurant is what it is. Look, they have an endless menu. I've never, ever seen a menu. It's phone book thick, their menu there. And it's chock full of goodies across the board.
Every type of food.
From every culture.
Yes.
You can get Asian. You can get burgers. You can get Italian. It's everything rolled into one.
A bunch of cheesecake, yeah.
Is that the Cheesecake Factory? And it says here, David Overton's goal was to showcase and model the dessert specialty restaurant for prospective food service customers of a wholesale bakery. The restaurant established the future chain's pattern of offering an eclectic menu is what they're calling it. big portions. Goddamn right there's big portions.
Oh, yeah.
You walk out of there 5 to 6 pounds over after eating at the Cheesecake Factory. And, of course, their signature cheesecakes. The chain became a multi-million dollar sales performer. And for that, Jables, David Overton is our revolutionary figure of the week. The creator of the Cheesecake Factory.
I love it.
And to Mr. Cardale Jones, I hope you enjoyed your Cheesecake Factory experience last night. I don't know if you took a lady. I don't know if you took a friend. I don't know if you, you went to the bar and went solo. But I hope you enjoyed it. Man, I got a little hot tonight. I was a little heated today, Jables. I was a little heated today.
You were.
From top to bottom. Top to bottom. to that Tears for Fears reference might have saved your life. Might have repaired that glass ceiling.
We'll find out
because as soon as this goes live, we're going to get comments whether you're right or wrong. I don't know whether you're right or wrong.
That could be the end of my
career. I can't do it all,
guys.
Yeah, can't do it all.
Yeah.
So.
And with the perm, is it enough perm? Are they saying they've had enough or they haven't seen enough?
The complaint was last show they did not see enough perm.
I think that's going to be a typo. It's got to be a typo.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, wait, what?
I think we've had enough of the perm is what they meant to say.
Yeah. So, okay. So, and to the audience out there, I hope you enjoy this show. It is filmed. It is on audio. And in case you're listening to it on audio and you're like, hey, I want to go out and check the perm out, go to my Facebook page at Ross Patterson. Go to Ross Patterson Revolution Facebook fan page. Go to YouTube. There's a Ross Patterson Revolution YouTube channel. Where both of the shows are going live on audio and video, depending upon what your druthers are. And you can see this perm for yourself because I'm not going to have this forever. This is going to be gone. The perm and the mustache are going to be gone soon. I've got to go back to real Ross. Again, I lost the Super Bowl bet. It's been fun in games for a couple weeks, but I got to get rid of this. This is like we're pulling up to my kids' school. They were like, are you supposed to be there? Are you allowed to be this close to a school? Because it's you don't look like you should be here. It looks like you have a 100-yard restraining order from schools looking like this. And whoever photoshopped the Hall & Oates photo.
The best.
The best. Big fan. This was a fun one, Jabes. For Mrs. Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. Jables, I am Ross Patterson. This is the revolution. Enjoy the day, people. It's a beautiful day. High five a cop. High five a cop out there.
Get out.